the queen, the sorceress. Take a breath, you're sure to miss. Lord of the Rings and intoxicating kiss. I'm the one who rules the space. Pray to God was given grace. Can't be replaced. Why? My coochie laced. I'm the one who made her.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. And today I have a longtime friend and my neighbor, Helen Popo, is here.
I'm trying to check out the view of my house, what you can see in my house while you're, you know.
Can you,
yard.
No, you just see binoculars.
I like the view,
and you can see that I'm always spying. I don't spy. But that, but Shane's room up here, I think, looks into your daughter's
Sophia's
room.
Room, yeah.
But no one's spying.
There's nothing going on in there. Trust me.
Good. Are you one of those parents that like
drama.
checks
her room?
Do you go in and make sure everything's good and stuff?
Never. I don't care. I don't care because it's just gonna piss me off.
That's hysterical.
It's gonna piss me off. Her room's gonna be dirty. Something's going to annoy me and it's just going to piss me off. So you
don't like check her phone or any of that stuff?
No. When they first got their phones, I did try to check them, but they pretty much got around that, you know. So, but when they first went on the internet, yeah. I still have my fake accounts.
Did you really?
Yeah, I know exactly. I know exactly what every kid in each grade is doing.
That's hysterical.
What they're posting. So she doesn't even, like, sometimes she'll tell me a story. Mom, you won't believe what happened. And I'm almost going to say, I already know what happened.
Wait, Helen. So you're still going on like secret accounts and looking at everyone's stuff?
Yes. And
do you ever check out my profile secretly?
No, just my kids.
Oh, insulting. Because
there's the fun stuff.
You're like,
I don't care what the adults do. Really? Actually, I looked up Nick and there's nothing going on there. Nothing.
So Nick,
but I don't know if I told you the story.
How old is Nick now? Is he 18?
He's 18 and a half.
Oh, my God. I've known Nick, by the way, everyone,
but
since he was, what, like, six? Five, about.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah. I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe eight.
Time goes real quick.
Maybe Sophia was when she was six. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny story about me and Helen. So the house I'm in, I moved in with my ex-husband when Shane was one.
Yeah.
So Helen was my, you know what I mean? So you knew me as like...
Yeah. As the
married couple,
newly married woman, with the new baby.
But I think you always knew you always knew I wasn't really happily married. I believe.
I think I got that vibe. I think I got the vibe a little bit. You know.
Yeah. Well, we weren't like best.
But
best
you were
friends,
always happy. We were always happy, though. I mean, you always presented yourself as being happy. Let's put it that
really?
Way. Whether or not you were or not, I don't know. But you were just a happy, energetic person in general.
Well, that's good. Thank you. We clicked right away, so we just got along, even if we were venting about shit.
Right.
But I'm working right now on my happiness. I'm working on just being more honest, whatever that means. And man, I definitely battle fucking depression, anxiety, all of the fun shit.
See, I am like the complete opposite.
Really?
Because like people will tell me things and I'll just be like, yeah, we're all like that, get over it. I'm totally the opposite. Like, I'm just like, yeah, okay, yeah, so you have that problem, so does everybody, get over it.
So is your
and mood, I'm not even saying that to you, but that's like, that's,
I mean,
just my natural.
I wish it were that easy.
That's just
Helen.
I
get
that.
Get over it.
Yeah.
I need to hang out at your place
more. I'm like the worst possible
Helen,
person.
I'm depressed. Get over it.
Yeah. I'm the person. I'm the nightmare of someone who's like that. But that's not true. I'm joking around because, you know, I'm normally a type of person that everybody, like, you know, wants to call and be like, oh, I have to tell you something.
You're very real.
And yeah. So I'm joking when I say that. But but actually, it brings me to a point while I'm doing all this spying and looking at all this stuff. I feel like 9 out of 10 girls, teenage girls, that all they're posting about is being depressed or unhappy.
Really?
Yes. They are all doing it. All doing it.
Were they like, trying to copy me?
All day long.
I'm the
they're doing it.
I know. Around here.
Not you. You're not old enough to know what fucking real depression is.
Let me tell
you. How about you go get a job first? Get out of your mommy's house. Then you tell me what depression
is. I'm kind
of
happy that they're talking about
they talk
their
about
actual
it all the time.
Feelings. I'm proud of them.
They are. They talk about it all the time.
I'm proud of them. You're over it.
No, I'm
what are these
you.
Posts like? Can you give me an example?
I'm trying to think. I wish I had a good example, but basically,
is it like beautiful? Like, are they just opening up and sharing their truth?
They're just sharing, saying how they're having a hard time, and people
you're
are like, yes,
you're
yes,
like,
queen, yes, queen, everything.
I think I need
and
kids are hanging like 15, around these teenagers.
That, no, you got. I gotta have. I'm gonna have to show you some of these teenage accounts that get like 50,000 retweets on them and shit. And they're just, but they're real. Like you said, they are really basically real, you know.
So they really they're are saying, suffering, you know, depression.
Yes, they're suffering. I so can't get out of bed. And they're actually directing it at people like me saying, oh, you think it's that easy to, you know, to wake up and be happy? No, it ain't. You don't know. You don't know what it's like. So
do you just wake up happy, or do you think you just have to go into like
turbo
mode where you push it down?
I'm not saying like, I wouldn't consider myself like, oh, you're like a happy person. I would consider myself probably more of a realist. Like I hate my job. I cannot stand my job. I hate it. I've hated it for like 10 years now. So
do you
every
want to
morning,
shout them out? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, oh God.
No,
oh,
no,
God.
No, no.
But no, but I wake up literally in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to fucking go to work. I do not want to go to work. And then I just say, no, it's going to be fine. And then I just talk myself into this weird state of mind that gets me out of bed. And it's like
is it like survival almost? Like you
it's
don't
a
have
weird
an
thing. I actually think this bizarre thing in my head when I feel like that, and I'm just like, okay, you're gonna get up, you're gonna jump out of bed now.
Really?
You're gonna jump out like this. Like this is in my head, like I'm picturing myself jumping out of bed and being like this and all peppy. I'm not a morning person. And then I'm like, okay, do it. And I do it. I don't fucking know.
So it sounds like you just, I get it. It's when I was still teaching and I'd wake up not wanting to go, you have to get, you when you have to go,
right.
You have to go.
Right.
So it sounds like you do what you got to do,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think when I was younger, I had like, I didn't go to college. So I had a couple of jobs before I found this one boring job that I landed.
What do you do? Tell me.
I work for a regional special ed office. So we do all kinds of, we do transportation.
You've told me that before. I always fucking forget.
We also do like evaluations for special ed kids and
okay.
In service for teachers and
is
some
it boring?
Other stuff.
What do you not like about it?
It's you know, it's okay. It's boring. It's fun when the kids are around and you're doing stuff with the kids. We have kids that come in that work with us like 3 times a week.
Oh, I love
most
that.
Of them are autistic. So you're trying to teach them how to like work appropriately with other people in an office. And we have one now that, oh my God, you would just love this kid. He's so great.
How old?
I think he's 19. Okay. And he just got like his first real job working 3 days a week for a water company, but he's so excited. But oh my God, he's amazing. It's so much fun working with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm generally like, oh, okay, a happy person. Like Tony is probably
her
more
husband,
of like a happy
by the
person.
Way.
Yeah. He's like, let's put it this way. He's not happy all the time, but he's fun at parties.
He's fun
that's
at
what
parties.
I always say. Yeah, he's
is
much
he a
nicer to the strangers than he is like, you know, his family. Not just me, like even his sisters or something. He's just a little rough, you know, when it comes to like people like that.
A lot of people are like that where they're nicer.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well,
I think
also,
he told me once something like, oh, well, I have to be harder on you guys or something. It's like, no, you don't have to be hard at all. How's that?
Well, you're a badass. You're both badasses, but I'm sure when he's tough on you, I know you don't take bullshit.
Oh God, no. No.
That's how we bonded when we first met.
But I think
we
that's, you know,
like,
that causes more trouble too. It
you
was
think?
There wasn't any problems when I was just like, okay. You know. There's only problems when you speak out.
I know.
You know? And then you hope that the other person is going to be the same way, and it's never matches up at the right time, does it? If you're being open or honest or this or that, they're never in the same mood or the same, you know, they might be the next year, the next month, but it's never, ever.
Do you still
time.
Feel in love?
Oh God.
Sorry. I shouldn't even have gone there.
Can well, I plead like, the fifth? Can I plead the fifth on that?
Yeah, you can plead the fifth. Well, you've been married a long time. You know, it can be hard to keep that going, especially, you know, if you're working jobs too that you're not crazy about, it's, I think it can be hard to keep.
Yeah, because then really, what do you have? You hate your job, you know? So then it's like, I think that's why you see these women that I always laugh at, and they're always, it's always the kids. So I could see it. I could see why that happens. If you're not working or you're not happy with your job and or your husband, what else you got? You got the kids. You can control them, right?
I can't control Shane. I mean, I don't want to,
right?
But like, He's about to be 13. He
does what he wants.
He does what he wants. We both walked Jada together today. I ended up, I was like a million feet behind him. Like, he's just wanting that space. I feel like your kids are there too. I mean, your kids are a bit older, but I think they hit a certain age and they're all about their friends.
Oh yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, they do hit a certain age where it's like they don't even want you dropping them off, like drop me off at the corner. I think they did that to me once, one of them, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I'm like, "Am I that bad? I'm like, do I look that old? Am I that fat or this whatever?" And they're like, "No, no, you don't get it, Mom. You don't get it." And I was like, cool, "Okay, Mom. Whatever." I don't think so. Oh, me and Sophia like clash, like.
Really?
Oh god. Yeah, absolutely.
Sophia's awesome.
And Nick's more like me.
I haven't hung around Nick. I could control Nick in years.
Like, Nick would probably do anything. Like, if I told him you should be like a police officer, he would do it.
Really?
Yeah.
So he just listens
to you? I was more like that when I was growing up too. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So if someone had suggested, like, I literally like took a couple jobs, and then when I landed on this one, my mother said to me, "Stay at this job because it has a pension." And I was like, "Okay." That was it. And I was like basically a rule follower, and the same way with Nick, you know?
Really? What would your dream job be?
A travel photographer.
Would it really?
Yeah.
I would have no idea. So do you love taking pictures?
Like, yes, but mostly not so much maybe of people, but I just like, you know, like nature, I guess, nature pictures or whatever. I like going anywhere I've never been before.
Okay.
Like when the kids were little, we'd just be like, surprise trip, let's just go in the car, you know, and let's just drive around, and you know, we'd find something stupid, like
let's go hiking this summer.
Oh yeah.
And you bring, do you have like a nice camera or do you just use your phone?
I have a nice camera that I don't know how to use.
All right, well,
believe
seriously?
It or not, because I wind up using my phone from now on.
Well, maybe before we go, I'm being serious, like figure out how to use the camera, even if it's like go on YouTube, because it's going to be basic.
Yeah,
you know. And then there's 20 minutes away, Wachung Reservation.
Yeah, we've been there. We've been
that
there.
One,
I've been there in a while.
And then there's another one. Maybe I'm thinking of that at still Wachung, but like I would love to go and be part of you taking all those pictures.
It's cheap. It's nice. It's fun. You bring it outside. Makes you feel
better.
Have
you been to the deserted village? In there?
Oh yeah, yeah, we were there, and Sophia was scared.
Really?
She thought there were like people hiding in the houses.
I guess there's a sense of creepiness.
Yeah, it is a little creepy.
There's a dessert,
yeah.
But I like
you look through the windows and you know, oh, did something move in there? And they were little. Yeah,
it's cool there. Yeah, all right, let's talk about
Let's talk
about some stuff, Helen.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let's talk about, okay, so I don't know if I should say this specific park because we live right next to it and we don't, not that anyone's going to fucking stalk us. No one gives a shit. But like, we live right next to a park and they have animals there. I've talked about this a little bit and they have.
Have you talked about it before?
A little bit, but I've been waiting for you.
I just want to say this park, I love. I actually chose this house just because of that park. It sounds crazy, but when my kids were little and I used to take them over to this park and I used to be like, oh, I wish I lived right next to the park because it would be so cool to bring the kids here. And actually, we spent a lot of time in this park. We still do. I still do. They still do. Nick still plays basketball up there. He played baseball here.
We have tennis courts.
When they were little, the kids used to go up to that wooden park and I would sit in that damn car for hours, hours while they played in there. So, I mean, it was worth it, you know? I mean,
oh, I love the park.
It's not like I'm living out in the wilderness anywhere, but at least we were next to this nice park, you know?
Well, we kind of are. There's a river that goes right through it.
Yeah, when the kids were little, we used to go there and they thought it was super cool that they were actually on a river and they jump over, you know, the rock. So, yeah, it's nice.
It's an amazing park. And I mean,
and it's clean.
Yes.
You know?
No, I get part of why we picked the house years ago was for the park. It's incredible. Right. It's in our backyard.
Right.
So it's not to like shit on the park. It's amazing. Right. But they do have animals in it. And I wrote the mayor who led me to the, I'm going to say it, Woodbridge, New Jersey Parks and Rec guy.
Right.
And he let me know that all the animals have been, what would you say? They were rescued by them. Like they were animals that people didn't want anymore that they took in, which is a beautiful thing. However,
still don't really believe it, but I'll take their word for it, right?
Sure. You know, yeah. Helen's still skeptical.
I'm a little skeptical.
If that's how they got the animals.
Like, where did you get this big, huge, fat bunny that nobody wanted?
Well, that could happen. However,
I guess it could happen.
my issue is that the bunnies and then there's some exotic birds there.
Yeah, I have no idea what kind of birds those are. And they're like, there's a lot of them.
Majestic birds.
Yeah, they're not.
And they're sparrows. Beautiful. Yeah. I love sparrows. Yeah. I love how I thought my sparrow listeners were going to get offended. But like, my problem is, first of all, the bunnies have really no space to move.
No.
And then the exotic birds that are in a similar space with them also have very little space. And it's like, look, it's great that you're taking in animals, but like, you know how easy it would be to just give those bunnies more space and to let them also interact with each other? Like, just picture being those animals stuck. That's your whole life.
Right. Stuck in a cage like that. You can't. You look at them every time I see them. They're just sitting in the same spot. They can't walk around.
That's their whole life.
How are they getting any exercise or anything?
So I wrote the dude, you know, he responded. I also asked if they took volunteers, which he said no to. But I wrote it today. I was like, well, just for your information, I'm sharing this on my podcast because we have to start speaking out when you see an animal that has no room to move and that's their life. So anyone who wants to write them, just go to the Woodbridge, New Jersey Parks and Rec. Put that into Google.
Right.
And you can find, I'm not going to give his exact email because I don't want to get like arrested or whatever, but it's Woodbridge, New Jersey Parks and Rec, and write them. Like, it's a great park and I love that they have animals there.
Like,
but
you said, what would it take to make a larger cage for them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It would be so easy.
They have room there. There's plenty of room in those little enclosures.
Plenty of room.
Yeah.
So, and Helen agrees with me. We've talked about this for a bit.
Yes, we agree.
Yeah. Because, you know, for a bit, I'm like, am I being insane? Like,
no.
It's So people speak up. For these animals.
That's right.
Take 5 minutes and write an email.
Yes.
I'm gonna get assassinated this year. No. Before we get into abortion, which is our almost next abortion. Fun topic, can we talk about homework shit? Not just in our township, but in general. How do you feel about homework?
Well, I will say that I believe it was kindergarten. So Nick's what, 18 and a half? I think the first day of kindergarten I got homework. And I was like, what? Now, I work for a school. So my first day was just as busy as his first day. So I remember coming home saying, what? What is it? I don't know what it was. Something crazy. I had to fill out, like, answer all these questions. I was like, are you kidding me? That continued. And it continued with her. And I think some other, maybe for a few years, there would be homework for the parent. And I was like, okay, stop. And I would say all during elementary school, first, second, and third grade with both my kids. Now, granted, they're not like, you know, A students, but I would say that between 6 o'clock and 8:39, just arguing, crying at the kitchen table for hours, just because, first of all, half the shit, like, I didn't even know what they wanted. When they, you know, that math, that crazy ass math.
Oh, I can rarely
it's like,
help
okay,
him
22 plus 18. No, you don't add it like you normally do. They want you to round it up and then... So, Why would you teach someone how to do math in 8 steps rather than one step? No, I get it. Like, if you're in education, so you know it's like every student learns a different way, and I get it. But how about making it something? If there's an alternative way, how about just 2 steps, not 8 steps? There's no way. And then I'll never forget this one test. It was listed six different ways to do this problem, between like adding up the marbles and you know, doing this and doing that. And then it was like crossing these things out. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? How is anybody supposed to learn 6 ways? How are you supposed to learn 6 ways to do one damn thing in math? And to me, math is so, you know, it was just basic math. Absolute. You get an answer. You should do it the quickest way possible, the easiest way. So, no, there was a lot of crying and a lot of screaming and a lot of, them stomping out of the room or me stomping out of the room, slamming the book, saying I'm not helping you anymore. I mean, I was starting to act like
it's child.
Stressful. Very stressful.
Well, how's homework in high school?
Well, at a certain point, I was like, I'm done. I'm not arguing with these kids. I don't give a shit if they fail. I'm not doing this. This is not like a normal way to spend your time. Now, it's almost like if I were to bring work home every night and not get paid for it. That's what's happening to these kids. What are they getting out of it? They're getting zero out of it.
Yeah, let's
they're
have
getting
the kids
zero.
Sit for 6.5-7 hours a day.
Yeah,
and then make them come home and sit more.
And you know, we do a lot of workshops for teachers. And believe it or not, on the evaluation sheets, they'll put things like, well, we had to sit for 3 hours without a break. And then we always laugh when we read those because we're like, what do you think your kids do in class every day? You know, you're sitting here complaining. And when, and I, a lot of them were complaining like, oh, it was a little too chilly. I couldn't concentrate on the presenter. Oh, there's a tile missing in the ceiling. And I kept noticing it. And I was like, wow, this should really be a lesson to you guys, shouldn't it? You know, that your kids can't sit there like robots for 8 hours straight. But no, I honestly, and I remember thinking it, I think I'm going to go to hell because my kids are going to be horrible in school and it's going to be all my fault because I decided I was not doing the homework anymore. But I always think back, I never once in my whole entire life ever asked my mother to help me with my homework, ever.
Really?
Never. I mean, I don't know if other kids did. I don't think they did though. I never did. My mother was just like, did you do your homework? That was it. And I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it. But never, ever did I ask for help. Now, did my kids need help? Obviously, but I was like, look, this isn't working. Obviously, I'm not a teacher. I'm not trained to be a teacher. So why am I trying to teach my kids at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night when I'm looking at the watch saying, okay, well, they have to take a bath or they have to take a shower and then they're going to have like a half an hour before they go to bed. It wasn't fair. So, you know, it's definitely after I did that, it was much better. And even now, like Sophia won't even let me, you know, help her. Nick will. Like if he's doing like a project or something. Oh, don't talk to me about projects either. The project, do you ever have to do the Indian, the teepee project? Like everyone in the United States for the past 50 years?
No.
Twice. I had to do it twice. Now we had to put together some kind of a teepee. It's called something and it's not a teepee. Now you would think that after doing this project twice, I would know the name of it or what kind of Indians they were or where they lived. No, because I didn't learn a fucking thing. Just like they didn't either. The only thing we learned was to scream at each other and how to glue shit. Okay. That's all we learned was the best way how to make that sucker fit on that board so it wasn't going
to
fall off.
I think it's hysterical that you're not even saying Native Americans. You're going back to like old school.
I am.
Helen does not give a shit.
I don't give a shit. So yeah, that's the only thing we learned with all those damn projects was the best way to make it stick to the board so it didn't fall off by the time. That's it. So I don't remember anything about the anything.
Shane, I
and
think
then
often
every
goes
single
to
time,
his dad for those every, kinds of things.
Yeah,
now.
But and you spent hours and hours and you go to the craft store thinking, oh, I'm just going to buy a few things. $60 later. And then you show up for the, you know, you go to back to school night and they all have the projects outside. And every motherfucking project is 20 times better than the one that you spent 10 days on. And I did I'll never forget those. I did them twice. I remember one night I was like out in the yard trying to get twigs because I thought I was going to be able to find the curved ones. Fucking crazy. My kids didn't learn anything from those projects. Certain projects, yes, I think that they're going to learn from. Like I like the computer ones with the PowerPoints. That's useful. And they actually know
Shane's
how to do it
so
better
good
than
at those.
They're
yeah.
so much better than, you know, even us. But I don't get it. I don't understand what all the homework's about. I don't understand how you could expect a kid to come home and then just go right back into it for 3 hours like that. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Does he do his homework?
He does do his homework.
He does.
But
you're watching.
We had
him
a similar
saying,
battle. No, I really, for the most part, stay out of it. Like I make sure he's doing it and stuff.
Right.
But we would get into those same stressful fights because I'd want to help, but then like my brain would start hurting and I didn't know.
And then I'd be like, I don't really know what the teacher's asking. And then you're screwed because it's like you don't have a boss to go walk over to and say, what do you mean by this? You're screwed. It's due, you know, in 2 days or it's due the next day and you have no one to ask. And you're not sure. And you're like, oh. And then the kid starts crying. And then everybody's crying. And it's like a big mess.
Yeah, no. I think Shane at this point wants me out of it, too. Plus, I've like fought some of his teachers on homework policies and other things.
And he's probably like, Mom,
Shane's
no.
like, please, you know,
stay
stop.
Out of it, Mom.
Yeah, because I'm like ready to fight every policy everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we live in an asinine world a lot of the time where people aren't challenging things that don't make fucking sense.
Right.
Like we just go,
well,
okay.
It's always been like that.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
But sometimes I think, especially when it involves Shane, it's like, I don't want to make my fight his.
Right.
You know? So I'm trying my best there. But all right, let's get into abortion.
Abortion. Dun, dun, dun.
Let's get into a light topic.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I have
so
to
say. So
what
are your thoughts with everything going on with Alabama?
Well, I have to say a couple years ago, I remember talking to somebody about this and, you know, so I was a teenager in the 80s. Back in the 80s, if you wanted the pill, you went to the Planned Parenthood in Hackensack, New Jersey. So we'd have to...
Shout out to Hackensack.
Yeah. So we were, you know, we lived in the white town of Dumont and we would take the bus or have somebody drive you to Hackensack and you'd get your pill. And I knew quite a few girls that got abortions there. Now, I don't, you know, actually, I was saying to you before that I was looking something up online the other day, and I think it was like the same amount of abortions today than in 1973. It did spike in 89 or 90. It was 1,300,000 abortions for that year. Wow. It like steadily went up from like 85, which is like when I was a teenager. And like I said, I did know quite a few people that went and had abortions. And then it started going down after 1990. And now we're down to like 383,000.
Really?
Yeah. And I watch all these people online and hemming and hawing about, oh my God, you know, all these babies and babies and babies. And it's like, I don't think, do you guys, like, where have you been? Where were you? Where were you in the 90s? Why weren't you screaming about it then? What are you talking about? It's actually the rate of abortions is going down. I don't think, like, let's be, like I said, I'm a realist. Let's be real. Nobody wants to have an abortion. Nobody's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get pregnant, man, because I'm going to have me an abortion.
One day I'm going to have an abortion.
Nobody wants to, but I mean, you know, and I guess this is kind of a cliche, but you ask these people, okay, well, if I feel like it's a lot of people who want to feel morally superior, and there's all different ways you can do that. And one of the ways is saying, well, you know, I would never do that. And even if I didn't have a dime to my name, I would still have that baby. And it's, you know, the big M word, it's murder and this and that. And I did have a little bit of an argument with someone one day, and I said, you know what? I said, Do you think it's murder? And I said, I said, do you really think that you're ever going to have both sides agree on the abortion debate? It's I don't believe it's ever going to happen. No one's going to agree. You can argue this for the next 50-100 years. There's going to be people that say it's not a baby yet, and there's people going to say it's murder, blah 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 blah. But I said to her, do you really think it's murder? And this girl said, yes. I said, okay, so do you think that a murderer should go to jail? She kind of stopped for a minute, and she's like, well, yeah. I said, okay, so you think that your neighbor down the road or your sister's friend or maybe countless people that are not talking about it, that you don't know, have an abortion, you would be okay with them going to jail for X amount of years for that? Oh, well, no, I would be okay with the doctors being it. Oh, so I said, so just the doctors, though, not the actual woman, because the woman's actually is paying someone to, in your eyes, murder the baby. So, no. I said, so you do understand that. So, well, no, I don't understand why someone would do it. I said, you do, though, because you're telling me now that you don't want those people to go to jail. So you do understand it's not as black and white as everyone wants to make it, you know?
No, I think that's the exact thing, is it's gray. And, you know, also what you said, which I agree with, is that no one wants to have that. You know, I'm pro-choice, but I'm also, quote unquote, pro-life in the sense of I would love things to have a good life if possible.
Exactly.
Like, but pro-choice is about choice and knowing that because there's so much gray, there are situations where, and we're not I'm not talking late term abortions, you know.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't mean it's like, oh, I'm due tomorrow. Oops. Yeah. I changed my mind.
Yeah. And a lot
the
of the
components
people,
to this is the whole political component to this and the government. You know, do you really want, it's interesting to me. There's people that say, oh, I want less government. I want less government. I want less government. And they're like, but not on this.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you really want people, and again, they could be man or woman politicians, do you really want anyone saying, no, you can't do that, honey, you know?
Well, they tried banning abortion years ago, and what ended up happening was people would do it illegally, and they were dying in these really poor medical centers, illegal. Yeah. Women were dying, bleeding out on the floor.
You know, they still do. I was looking it up the other day. They still do. Just maybe not so much here, but in other countries, they're still doing it.
It's awful, and people don't understand.
And the people, and the article also said that the countries with the lowest abortion rates are in Europe, and their abortion is legal, totally legal, and it doesn't have the stigma that it does here. It's just the only difference is that maybe they use more birth control than they do here. So,
You know, because there's less of a basically stigma around sex.
If you're going to make it illegal, guess what? You're not going to change the numbers. You know, that's basically,
you'll just, you know, raise, you're just going to have people be more ashamed illegally.
Of it, and people are going
to
die.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Die from trying to have an illegal abortion.
Right.
It's just not, because once again, there are some people who are raped. There are some yeah. people who are incestuous rape. And then there are just some people who are not prepared at all. And it's like, oh, well, why should they have had sex? Because come on, guys, come this on. Isn't
things
this
happen.
Simple.
Shit happens. Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. But it is crazy that they're going.
Do you think anything's going to come of it?
I don't know.
I never thought, like a couple years ago, I was talking to someone else, and then I was like, no way that will ever happen. And then I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm scared to say yes or no, because I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but that threw me for a loop.
I don't. I'm the only person alive that doesn't watch
it. Like, I'm so scared to even predict things, honestly. And so, I mean, that's a funny example, but because I would want to say, oh, no.
Right.
You know, abortion will always be... But, legal, you know, or what? And it's like,
also the
know.
Religious component to it too, which is interesting, because don't you think that there's probably more atheists running around the world now? And like, even like Catholics, they say that Catholics they're just don't have the numbers anymore, that people are leaving the Catholic Church. I'm Catholic, but I'm just saying that yeah. people are leaving. So it's interesting to me. Is it just a small loud group? Because really,
no,
there are less. You go to like when I went to my Trumpers. Catholic church. Yeah, when I went to my Catholic church when I was young, you couldn't even get in the door. Even our communion, when we made our communion, it was like, I don't know, 50, 100 kids. When my kids made their communion, 12 kids. They're not. And even the church tells you when you go to church, you know, we need more numbers. We need, you know, yeah. more people. So I'm thinking, and there's a lot of people like you'll say in there, and their argument is, you know, it's against God's wishes, it's murder, da 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 da. So I'm thinking, I don't know, is it just a bunch of small Trump supporting
no,
people that
are
really loud and rich so they can talk louder?
You know, just because of what happened with the election when right. Trump won, is like, I assumed there weren't a lot of people that were in that mindset. And then, you know, I don't know. It's all bewildering to me. You know, we're talking about Alabama right now, which does have a little bit more, like it makes a little bit more sense there, where you're like,
right.
They
although
seem to
Alabama's
be a church going.
Alabama's rate has been going down too in the past 10 years. So I don't get it.
And
like,
I love that the rate of abortion is going down.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Who, exactly.
But I don't think, I think it's because what we're saying. It's like, I think that stuff goes down when there isn't a stigma on it, because no one wants
right.
an abortion.
Of course not.
And I would love for people to take sex more seriously in general, but I don't think it happens by condemning certain things.
No.
And, you know,
right.
So, I don't know. The
I don't
world's
know.
Fucking mad. I you know what I mean? Like, really, like, I just don't, but these kinds of conversations need to be had more, even
right.
with it, even if it's between people who don't agree.
Right.
Because it is so gray. And the other thing about abortion that I know you'll agree with is, like, a lot of these people who think it's murder and are pro-life.
Right.
Why aren't they taking care of life and people who are already alive, or animals that are in small cages?
Exactly.
It's like, you're going to fight for life.
Right.
But there's so much life that's going on.
That's already
people,
here.
You're pro-life, but you're like so adamant on keeping people from Mexico out in that way. Like, I'm not trying to solve immigration stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm not even trying to.
But
you
it's
know,
true.
But it's true. It's like, you're going to say
it
you're pro-life, but then not care
that's
about
why I,
people
in my
that
head
alive.
A lot. I just feel like it's just, this is what they were taught by their religion. No, no, no. You can't do this. You can't. You're a horrible person. You're a murderer.
Yeah.
You're going to hell. Which really isn't what Catholic. I had this discussion with Tony one day, and it was funny. We were arguing, and the kids were even arguing with me, because he was saying, you know, in the Catholic Church, you can get forgiven for anything. You're not Catholic, correct?
No.
Right. Okay.
I was
so,
raised
and
Jewish.
I will tell you, like, even when I was little, I remember the Sunday school teacher once, and he told me, anything that you want from God, you ask for it and he will give it to you. So every night I prayed for this fucking little doll thing. Every fucking night I opened my little bedside drawer every morning, and it was never there. And I was like, I'll never forget it, because I was like, what an asshole. Like, he did not really explain it the correct way. But so we were talking about this the other day. I know we were watching the news, and it was some guy that killed some girl. Oh, I know what it was. I think it was that Uber driver. She got into the Uber. Did you see that?
No.
This girl from New Jersey was, I don't know, going to college somewhere, and she comes out of a party. She called an Uber. She gets to the car. It wasn't it. He winds up killing her. Yeah.
Wait, she got into the wrong car.
Yeah, she got into the wrong car.
It wasn't an Uber. And why did he kill her?
I don't know. It's just a crazy person. Who knows? I mean, he was waiting for, you know, girls to come out. But anyway, so we were talking about that, and he's like, well, you know, oh, I know, because he went to Israel. You know that, right?
No.
He went to Israel a couple weeks ago. Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Why?
His sister belongs to her church group. She's like really involved in it.
Her church group went to Israel?
Yes. A lot of Catholics go to Israel.
Why?
I don't know. I don't get it. I know there's like a connection.
Biblical in many ways.
There's like, I'm not religious really, so I don't get the connection, but there's a big connection between Catholics and Jews.
Catholics,
I guess.
Just going to Israel.
Yeah.
Is Tony very Catholic? Okay, that's a whole other topic.
He thinks he is.
Okay, so tell me about.
He thinks he is. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, which
I feel like Tony's going to want to come on next.
I know. No, he would be really nice. He would probably be nice. He wouldn't say anything bad about me, I don't think.
You're not saying anything bad about him. So tell me about this trip to Israel.
So he tells me, oh, you know, Maria's going with her church group. And I said, I'm not doing it right away. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm doing that. And he's like, why? It'll be fun. I'm like, no, it doesn't sound like fun to me. I said, number one, I'm not doing the bus tour. I'm not getting on a bus with a bunch of people I never met and getting stuck with them every fucking day. And I'm not going to stop. And where they say, you have 45 minutes, 45 minutes. And then we got to get back on the bus. What if I liked the place? I wanted to stay more. If that would like really piss me off. Like, I'm like really weird about vacations. Like, I have to plan it and I want to go where I want to go when I go somewhere. Like when we went to Italy, I had this whole thing like planned and I was like, we're going here. And you know, so I'm like, there's no way. And I'm like, I can't deal with the religious stuff all day because it was like all churches. And I'm like, don't get me wrong, I like a pretty church. Some of them are pretty with the stained glass windows, they look nice, but no, I'm not. So he's like, all right, well, I'm gonna go. So yeah, he went to Israel for two weeks. Yeah.
Whoa.
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah. It was kind of funny.
Did he like it?
He says he liked it, but there would be no way he would ever admit to not liking it. Cause I was like, are you sure you want to do this? And right before he went, there was like a couple of those like rockets going over back and forth. You know, there's always every couple of weeks or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's not a vacation to me. Looking up at the sky and the sirens go off, when they have like the alerts for the rockets. No, I'm not doing that.
I feel like you would grab a gun and just join something.
So, I mean, he says he liked it. I don't know if he liked it.
That's hysterical.
I have no idea. And there was like some old
I had
people
no idea
on the bus.
That Catholics were going to Israel.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it makes
I didn't
sense.
Really,
it's very... You know,
and I guess there's a lot. There's a lot that they share, but I'm not that religious, so I can't. And I don't know anything about, you know, Jewish stuff, so I couldn't even compare it. So, but there is a lot of stuff that they share. So I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. So he went. Mr.
What did you
religious.
Do for the 2 weeks?
Oh, it was great. I watched TV downstairs. Anything I wanted.
Were the kids cool with him gone?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because Tony's like he's usually up everybody's ass. Like,
really?
Yeah. He's the type that, like, I'll be driving home and if I don't, he'll call me at work. If I don't answer, he'll call right back. If I don't answer, he'll just keep ringing my cell phone. So let's say I'm in a meeting. I get out. Oh my God, he called five times. Something bad must have happened. I'll call. This is what happened to me the other day. So I call him up and I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, did you see my text? And I said, no. And I said, hang on a second. So I look and it's him and it looks like he's on an airplane. And he's like, isn't that cool? It's an app on my phone. Did you know that you had this app? It looks like you're flying. Doesn't it look like I'm flying? And I'm like, you are a fucking 55-year-old man. And you just fucking gave me a heart attack thinking something happened that you rang my phone up the wall. And I'm like, aren't you at work? Don't you work? And he's just laughing.
That honestly sounds like something I would do. Yeah. So I want to be like, oh my God, but I'm like.
And with Nick's like baseball and stuff, on a day where there's a game, he'll just call him incessantly. Are you ready? Did you go to the batting cage? Are you ready? Did you eat? What'd you eat? did you drink enough Gatorade? Did you? They'll just keep calling him back. So yeah, so it was a nice break for the 2 weeks.
Okay,
because I'm not like that. I'm learning so much. Like, he'll call me at work sometimes on the way home, and he'll be like, "So did you talk to the kids?" And I'm like, "No, I'm at work." And he'd be like, "Oh, you didn't talk to them?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Don't you ever call them like during the day when they get home from school?" I'm like, "Well, when they were in middle school, sure, but now they're in high school. No,
I feel like
I'm not going to call
them." I mean, your kids kind of are full on adult. I feel like Shane's already an adult, and he's not even 13. I feel like they hit a certain age of autonomy, and I don't know. I also just feel like Sophia and Nick, they know how to live. They know how to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, they seem very responsible. Is that not true?
Well,
so did you. You guys watched Jada for me for a bit.
I don't know. Like, Sophia is way more resourceful than Nick. And I don't know if it's because she's a girl. Like, Nick, if I wasn't around and if he had no money, he would starve to death. He would literally starve. Sophia, she would find something to make. She would, if she's hungry, that's it. She will find something. She'll read the box. She'll figure it out. She will make something to eat. And if she needs something that's like she was the first of my kids, and she's like 2.5 years younger, to be like, "Oh, you know, I think they used to get gift cards when they were little," and she'd be like, "Oh, I ordered this online." I'd be like, "Oh, you, that's pretty good." And then like Nick, you know, at like 15, "How do I order this online?" And I'd be like, "Ask your sister. She knows how to do it." So I don't know if it's a girl thing or a guy thing.
I can hear, but Nick goes out a lot with his friends, because I'll hear some.
He just started to, and I was actually happy.
I'm very excited. Can I tell you something? But I can hear those, like, you can hear like teenage sound systems.
Yes, you do.
They'll pull in your driveway because it's like boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. And you could just hear kids being like, "Oh," like you can't hear what they're saying, but you can hear the like, "Oh," like they're making jokes with each other.
The funniest thing. Boom, boom. When they were in middle school, I would always be like, "Guys, go out." And I had all these fears of middle school, because I remember back in middle school, you would all just go to the kids' house that the parents weren't home. You know, I don't know what we did, but I don't think it was that bad, because we were seventh grade, eighth grade, but still. And I come home, nothing was out of place. Nobody was at the house. They'd be just in their rooms, and I'd be like, "Guys, go out, it's beautiful." And in seventh grade, and Nick was like, "Mom, nobody's allowed out without their parents." And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "I go to the park, but there's nobody there. They can't come out." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is so sad." So I remember the first time he actually went out. He went out with the kid behind, Chris Holly, the kid behind him, whatever.
Recently?
No, in seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
And they took their bicycles, and it was a big deal. They were going to the park, which is literally 50 feet away. And the kid's dad was like, "Oh, I don't want you bringing your bicycles." And I was like, "Oh God, this is so sad." So they did. They brought bicycles. And then it was so funny. On the way home, he comes up the driveway, and he looks all like upset. So I look at him. And I look at, and I'm like, "Oh shit, what happened?" And the first thing I said to myself is, I know they went in that brook, you know, which, cause I did that when I was that age. And I look down, and his sneakers are soaking wet. So I look over and I go, "What happened?" And he's like, nothing, Mom, nothing." I said, "You fell in the brook, right?" And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry." And I'm like, you know, I'm like, "Give me a high five." You know, I'm like, "Excellent. So you went in the brook, you had fun." And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, "Nick, I'm never going to get mad at you for doing something fun like that. That is nothing wrong with that." But I was happy, because I was like, you know, when you first have your kids, you're like, you just have these weird visions in your head of things that are going to happen. And my vision was, or whatever, him going and playing in the park and everything. And it's like, okay, when's this happening? You're going to be grown out of the house before these other parents will let their kids out.
Now he's out and about. It's good. Yeah. Like, you know, and I love what you're saying, because we want our kids to have a healthy social life. And, you know, Shane's at
I want
point.
Them to do, I want them to, I would rather them make their mistakes now, to be honest with you. Tony was like a little, from what he tells me, was like a little nerdy boy in high school. And he was the Forrest Gump. So he would just run home instead of taking the school bus.
Aww.
He was good at track and stuff, but he was a little nerdy, and he never did anything, you know, anything. But once he hit college, boom. So it's like, you know what? I got Nick and his friends the house in the Poconos for after the prom. I am that bitch. I am not.
And you're not going to be there.
I am not going to be there.
Holy
and
shit.
Tony was at a baseball game, and the other parents were talking about how this other group
they
of kids was going.
They better not destroy any of that property.
Well, so they were talking about this other group, and they're like, oh, we don't know who's going to be the parent that does this. And I was like, thank God I wasn't there, because I would have been like, yeah. You know, I would have been hiding in the corner. But, you know, I thought about it for a while, and I was like, it's my Airbnb, too. So I said to Nick, and I talked to all the parents. I know all the parents. And yeah. I'm like, this is my Airbnb. I get, you know, you get reviews for yourself on it.
Yeah.
So if you guys screw it up, I actually found a pretty good place. It's kind of like modern, but it's like, it has the bare basics. Like it's got futons. It has no rugs. So they can't mess up a rug. It's all like tile floor. Yeah. And there's not much. There's nothing even really on the walls. Like
you're
one
a brave
nice TV.
Woman to do that.
Oh, it's going to be. So, and it is in a gated community. So the thing about that is I said to him, there's other guys that are going to the Poconos. I said, they're not going to be able to just drive in there and hang out at your house, other people. I said, the only way you can get them in is you would have to physically go and pick them up because your cars are registered and blah, blah, yeah. blah. And there's a speed limit in there and everything. And he's like, Mom, he's like, me and my friends are not even. He's like, you see what we do. We go out. We go to literally go to Top Golf.
Do you
go
think
to the
that
movies.
They drink and smoke and stuff?
They've tried it, and he tells me, you know,
oh, that's beautiful.
Nothing,
you have good communication.
Nothing
crazy
that I would be worried about. You know, like in one kid's basement. You know, the parents have a bar down there. What would he expect? You know,
but that's
and there's been times where he slept over people's houses, and I'm totally cool with that. When I was his age, I couldn't even tell you on here in case my kids listen to the stuff I did. It was crazy, super crazy. And I was like,
did you grow up in Woodbridge?
No. And I was calm out of all my friends. No, I grew up in Bergen County.
Okay.
In Dumont, New Jersey. Yeah. But things were a little crazier back then. We did all kinds of stuff.
I think when you give your kids the freedom that you do and have that kind of communication, they can explore without having to go crazy.
Well, both of my kids, it's so funny. And I don't know if all kids do this, but I always know when something's up because they'll ask me like a bizarre question out of the blue. Like one time Nick asked me something about pot or something or weed. And I was like, I know exactly why you're asking. You either A, just did it last night, or B, somebody got it and you want to try it. And oh, he was saying like, how long, you know, like, oh, I know it, 'cause he's on baseball and they do random drug testing.
They do?
They do. In you have to school? Sign a form. Yeah. I don't think you have to sign it. Wait till you get that form. You're going to be like,
I'll be so offended.
No. But I think
so
he's
I can say
about,
I won't sign it.
He's told me, I think so. And I think he's told me, about some of his, friends, well, one in particular, I'm not gonna say who it is, but he's still a good kid, and still compared to the shit that I did, because I always look back and I say I was probably the most careful out of all my friends, and I did some really crazy shit, but I always knew when to stop, and I had a lot of freedom too. My mother never said a damn word. I was always the one who was out the latest, but I always winded up coming home early because everybody else's parents were stricter. So, but I think if your kids know that there's a consequence or believe in consequences, they won't be that bad to kind of rein themselves in. But there's, you know, everybody's a different personality, so you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, but it's funny. I can tell what they're doing just by like the weird questions out of the blue they ask, you know?
I think it's great that they feel safe enough, though, to even ask those questions to you, you know.
But they would never ask him because Tony's just too reactive. He's just, you know, he'd forget it.
How does Tony feel about things like weed?
Oh, God. No. And I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of weed, but I don't care what other people.
I
don't
told
care
you.
What
I
people.
Went to hell and I was like, yo, can you get me some weed?
I'm not a fan, but that's like. I don't care what anybody else does.
Would you,
I'm just
if,
personally
if I,
not.
If I got weed and I was like, Helen, you're coming on my roof.
I will say that. Let's see. I'm trying the last time I
First
did it.
First of all,
it.
You should say no.
Last
for
time
legal
I,
matters.
Wait, the last time I did it, I was on vacation and my friends were there and we had kids then. And they're like, oh, come on, just do it. You know, it's kind of like the old days, you know, just do it. And
Peer pressure.
I was already drunk. So I was like, okay, what's the difference? You know? But when I seek it out now, like, and I didn't seek it out then, I was always the follower. Let's put it that way.
Really?
I was always the follower. I was never the one that would be like,
it was supposed to be legal, by the way, by now. And now it's going to take I
think they're doing a vote or something, right?
Yeah, they're going to leave it, I think, to a vote for like the citizens, which is great, but we're going to have to wait a bit. And I'm just like, what's the big deal? Like, obviously, if you don't want to be a weed smoker, don't.
Right.
But, you know, now we've got so many states that are legalizing.
Right.
And for people, like, it's, I don't know, people who treat it like it's this crazy drug, it's like, get over yourself.
Alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I don't drink alcohol, but I would never say, well, then no one can.
Right.
Because I don't. Like,
listen, as long as it's like 21 and over, like alcohol, then I don't have a problem with it. If it's like, oh, okay, a 15-year-old can go out and buy it all the time, then I'd be like, okay. But just like alcohol, it's the same thing. There's going to be people that drink it every day. And
but the funny thing is, in like Europe, where they have different drinking laws and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What happens is the kids and just the citizens learn how to be more responsible with it, because it's your relationship to the substance, whether it's alcohol, weed,
it's more
cigarettes.
Part of their life too, and it's more part of their meals, and you know what, you know, things they do, dinner, have a glass of wine. It's not like
less
kids party. Yeah, exactly. It's more like, okay, we have it with dinner every night, we have this wine with dinner, we have this type of wine, we have this after dinner, you know, after dinner drink here, and that's how it is. It's not, you know, when you make something, you blow it up into such a big deal over here, then
well,
it gets people out crazy.
Mentality steeped in our soil here. So whether it's about abortion stuff or whatever, it's like,
right,
we have this, whether people are religious or not, it's like this very strict Catholic viewpoint still that people don't realize is even still kind of like leading
the ship.
How to
be a good person.
I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, but the last two episodes for me were kind of in this territory of what does it mean to be a good person or a bad person, and that the gray area. And I feel like we all just have to realize we all have the good and bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Forces, whatever you want to call it, within us. It's not that simple.
And what happens to this person, that could happen to you the next day, right? Or if that person makes a bad choice, guess what? You may say you may never make that bad choice, but guess what? You might. You might. It might happen.
No one wants to be the bad guy.
Of course not.
And let's talk about, we don't have too much time left, but I want to talk about, in terms of that topic, let's go into even bullying and when people snap. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like, and I know that, I won't be specific, but you had to deal with it as a parent, bullying. I'm sure every parent to an extent.
Well, I blame, of course, and I'm kind of biased, but I blame the whole thing. I mean, bullying has always been around, but I'm sorry, but the internet is just, it's, I almost feel like you can't tell your kids not to be on the internet, because it's great for a lot of reasons. You know, it helps them with their homework, this and that, but the internet has really become insane for these. I feel sorry for these girls. There's so much. Now you don't have just the pressure of going to school and looking the right way and having the right friends. But guess what? When you get home at night, you better be posting pictures where you look good, where you're with friends, where you're at a fabulous place with graffiti behind you or hearts or something that's really super Instagrammable. You know, like if you don't do that, you're nobody.
Oh, that's a shame.
So it's
but bullying has been around.
Bullying has been around. I mean, forever. It was different. You know, when I was younger, it was like, meet me outside of school and I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And then everybody would be like, oh, cool. And then you run out and then they'd fight. And then maybe a teacher would interrupt it. But it wasn't as personal. Like, it was like, I hate you. I hate you. We're going to fight. It wasn't like, I hate you because, bitch, you have a fat nose and you're fat and you're ugly and I hate you, bitch. Like the things you hear
I
now.
I feel like that was kind of around when I was growing up.
It may have been. I mean, the internet, it is a middle school thing. Dimension. Don't get me wrong. Middle school is, and I remember middle school too. And it's no fun at all, middle school. But I do remember once like high school hit, it was more like you just kind of ignored the people you didn't like. You just ignored them and you were more involved with, you're just your own friends. And I don't ever remember being like with my group of friends and where we would say something like mean to people and to their face. Let's put it that way, to their face.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd be like, oh, I don't like her, you know.
So because of the internet, people are more likely to say something to someone's quote unquote face, well, even though it's not their face, because they're hiding behind a screen.
And they get, and everybody's so much more reactive because everything, and like back when I was in school, like our communication was notes. I don't know, you know, I'm a lot older than you, but you wrote everything in a note. So during social studies, I'd write a whole note to my friend about how much I like this boy.
Oh, yeah,
and
it would
be two pages and you'd fold it up. And then when you saw your friend in the hallway, you'd pass it. Now, the interesting thing is you did not expect a quick response because it was a note. You might get that note back the next day. You weren't thinking about it. You sent it to them. They might call you later and talk about it. But now everything is instant. You know, even with the news, it's instant. You see people crying on TV. Somebody gets shot. There are people that are actually pissed off at a news station because they don't know who it is yet. Pissed off if you look online. And they people just want instant gratification. And that's they're online. And that's what, you know, that's what they want. So again, like, not only do you have to present yourself a certain way at school and being a certain clique and all that, but it doesn't even, you don't even get that when you get home. Like, at least back, I used to laugh because I used to blow people off all the time. That was my thing. I would make plans with three or four different people because I never knew what it had nothing to do with anything except for the fact that I never could make up my mind of what I wanted to do. Like, I'd be like, it's Wednesday. Yeah. I have no idea what I want to do Friday. So I would say yes to everyone. And I had a lot of different groups of friends. Like, back then you had like jocks and burnouts and this and that. And I had all different groups. So I would be like, yeah, I'll go. And we didn't have the internet or cell phones. So I could like literally run out the door and I could tell everyone, oh yeah, I'll go out with you, whatever. And they'd call my house. My mother would be like, no, she just went out. And they'd be like, what? But the thing was, nobody knew where I was. I could lie. I could have said I went whatever, anywhere.
So it was easier to get away.
It was easier to get away. It was, I could have literally sat at home all night and lied to people and said, yeah, I went to a fabulous party last night with my friend from a different town. Nobody would have known, right? But now they can't, people can't do that. So it's like they are constantly looking for that instant.
You can still gratification. I'm sure there are tons of people you having affairs still, but I guess it makes the whole harder.
But I think this weird instant gratification thing is just, it's bizarre. I feel bad for them because it's like you can just see these girls, they're posting 6-7 pictures a day.
And some of these girls in middle and high school, they're posting pictures where they look like they're 26 too, you know?
Yeah.
And that's also linked to Kardashian culture.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing. But it is wild. But I'm not anti-internet.
But what's happening too is like, I'm not anti-internet, but I think it's the devil.
Like, I'm not the devil. It has but so you gotta many have pros and cons. It's the whole thing of like, I mean, I guess everything does.
But I think, you know, with even, I mean, and as far as the bullying goes, I don't know. So again, there's a lot of bullying that goes on online, and it's because you can just so easily hide behind, you know, you're never like, would you ever say half the shit to someone's face? No. But could you easily just type it in, press send and go, oop, there it is. It's out there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the same could be said about my podcast in a sense, because I sometimes go off on opinions about certain celebrities even, but if I were in the room with them, would I go up and be like, this is what I think about, you know?
You might.
You think I would?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But it's something to, it's something for me to consider anyway, because.
But you know what? It's funny because like, when you think of celebrities nowadays, it's like we know everything about them. You know, back
there's
before
no
the internet, there was like, we didn't, like, I always laugh. Like my daughter said to me once something about, oh, well, you know, because like, it seems like half the kids in her school are gay. And I was like, well, I think people have always been like that. It's just that you guys can talk about it more and be more open about it. She's like, no, there were no like gay people when you were. And I was like, Sophia, half the musicians we listen to, you know, like people like Boy George and David Bowie, they were dressing like women or acting a certain way. And it's funny, like we didn't talk about it. Nobody discussed it. Like, we just accepted it, but nobody thought it was weird. It was just what was cool, and that was it. Nobody was like, oh, why does David Bowie dress like a girl? Why is he wearing a wig? Like, nobody said a word about it. But then again, we didn't know anything about his life. the only people that I knew about like celebrities' lives were like the like people like my mother who would buy the National Enquirer at the supermarket, and she would read all that stuff. And I remember reading it. No kids read that stuff. So nowadays people get so involved in all these celebrity lives. It gets a little crazy, right? Mm-hmm. We know everything, right? And they're on, you know, they're online too, telling us every little thing.
I was
so yeah, I think they're fair game. We could say what we want.
I was reading, I don't know why, but I got pulled to Marilyn Monroe today. Like out of nowhere. I was like, I want to know more about, because I think in general it's so easy to look happy, and everyone wanted to be Marilyn Monroe back then. I wasn't, right. You know, I'm not speaking from personal experience, but it's like,
right.
She was the goddess to be, you know, she was the sex icon, and yet she struggled with depression and anxiety, and you know, she overdosed and had, right. You know, so I was just, I don't know why, but I was like, yeah, I'm fascinated in general how it's so easy on social media to, and I'm not saying I'm not guilty of this, to present a certain way, but then to have a whole other thing going on. And I think back then,
right,
we knew a lot less, like you're saying, about it. Although who knows, there could, you know, it's so easy still to present yourself a certain way and not have your whole struggle. I hope in general that a lot of people just start being more honest. You know,
well, they are, I'm telling you, really they definitely are.
Yeah,
I mean, at least
you're not
online.
Exactly a fan. I am.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, and you can tell the difference. There'll be girls that you can tell legitimately, you know, are feeling things, and those other girls that are like, all right, I'm so bored and I'm this, and I'm like, okay, you're definitely, I don't know.
But the funniest part of all this is that you're on a secret account.
Yes.
Watching all of it.
And the funniest thing about it.
Do you have
it,
a profile picture on your secret accounts?
I only have one now, but the funnier part about it is I think she knows I have a secret account, and I think she blocked my first secret account. So then I got smart, and what I did was I made the secret account, found her like in the first second and blocked her right away, so she wouldn't even know my secret account existed. Does that make sense? Because I always go on from my phone. Like if you're on the iPhone, I think you can like find people or whatever, or from your whatever. But yeah, so I think she blocked me from when I was like, oh, you're not winning this.
That's.
But you know what? She's never really, and her account is actually locked, so which I'm fine with. I don't care. I do remember it was funny though. Many years ago, it was like maybe seventh grade when she first got like an Instagram, and that was when it was open, and she didn't know how to make it private, and I was like really worried, you know, don't accept anything. So I sent her a request. She blocked me right away. So I was like, good, you know, because I told her, you don't know, it could be a man, you know, I could. There's like people that are like pedophiles, you know, and they're sending messages. Yeah. And then, so one day I saw her posting all these pictures. So I'm like, Sophia, I'm not trying to like butt in, but you shouldn't post so many pictures. You know, she was little kind of. And so the next day I see her, and instead of posting like six pictures, she did like a montage of all the different pictures and put it onto one. So so in case I saw it, I could just say it was one picture. But it was like, and she was little, she's like seventh grade. So one picture, she's like this, smiling. The other picture, she's like this. And I was like, she put them all into one montage. So
smart,
she got out of it. Yeah. But the best thing was when Nick got his Instagram, he never wanted one. He could care less. And I think a lot of guys don't have them, at least at this age. But so he gets it and he's like, Mom, how do I do this? So I'm showing him how to do it. So a day later, he comes into my bedroom and he's like, Mom, I do not know what to do. And I said, what's the matter? He goes, look, oh my God. He had posted a pair of sneakers, you know, my new sneakers, my new Nikes. And then some girls started posting. So one's like, hi, Nick, you know. And then the next one's like, why? I didn't know you were friends with Nick. And then there's a third one. She's like, oh, well, I didn't know you guys were. Not that I would know, because Nick didn't even break up with me in person. And then it goes on. And then the girls start arguing and they're going back and forth. Nick is like, oh my God, what do I do? I want this to stop. How do I stop this? And I'm like, and it was like, and I didn't even really know how to use Instagram. So I'm like, I don't know. We got to delete this somehow.
Girls started fighting over Nick on a sneaker picture?
On a sneaker picture, yeah. And that was like seventh grade. So he was like, I am done. I am never doing this. So to this day, he does not even post anything. He goes on and he just like looks at other people's stuff. He'll comment, but he does not post. I think he got so scared from that. And even to this day, he'll be like, Mom, I never want a drama queen girl. I don't want some girl that's like posting her boobs online. I don't want some girl that's like crying over her boyfriend online, or some girls fighting with their friends online. I just want someone who is not a drama queen. So yeah, since that day, I don't think he's ever posted a real, like, I think he's changed his profile picture, but he's never actually posted anything that's since hysterical. That day. Cause like look he was so scared.
Big pimpin' Nick. Look yeah. at you, look at who you're raising.
Yeah. He kind of, he peaked middle school.
Stop it. No.
He told me that once. He's like, yeah, I peaked, mom.
Stop. All right. Well, we're gonna wrap this up. I have to have Nick and Sophie.
We got a little off topic
point.
This time, talking about different things. But
no,
that's, okay.
That's how it always goes. Yeah. So don't worry about that. And we talked about some pretty big topics within all of it. So, well, first of all, I normally at this point say
you should do the weekly news wrap up. We could do like different news things.
Helen, anytime you want to do a news wrap up, we can throw that in.
Some
of
these things piss me off a lot, so I could do that.
You need to start your own podcast. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to call this? I was thinking about it. Call the Popo.
Yeah.
You're the Popo. You know what I mean? You're the but you're the one that's like going to come and sum it up and be like, this is what I'm pissed about. But well, I don't even know if you want to be found, because now I say, where do you want people to find you? Do you want anyone?
No.
Yeah.
Not,
okay. No. So don't. You're not finding Helen.
No, you're never going to find me. No.
Yeah. You can call.
You will
you
never.
Call
in fact, the girls are at work.
Helen.
The girls at work. They're like, you should have been in the CIA, because we were trying to. Oh, I can't even tell the story.
Helen
online.
Does not want to be.
I can't tell the story online, but it has to do with some people that I work with that I found out some stuff about. And they're like, man, you should be in the CIA. And I was like, that would also have been my dream job too. Being
okay.
In the CIA.
So you're going to be half travel photographer, half CIA agent.
Yeah.
That kind of works together.
I only got a couple more years till I retire. So I got to start working on that.
Okay. Well, for me, you guys can find me at the Kate Wolf. Get a healing from me. I literally said that and like I stopped.
Can you get a healing from me already?
Just get a fucking healing from me, guys. kwolf2f27@gmail.com. Come to my comedy show, Comedy Seance, July 28th, 6 o'clock, promo seance, New York Comedy Club's 4th Street location. Oh. Helen, you should come.
I'll come, yeah.
You've come to some of my shows, but I didn't know. You surprised me. It was in New Brunswick.
I know. Do we have a minute left?
Yeah, go.
Last week I was at the Blue Ale House and I'm sitting there eating and I get a text and it's from someone named Jason. And he says, hi, Helen. So I'm like, Jason, okay. So he said, who's this? I only know one Jason, who happens to be your ex. And he says, I said, who's this? And he goes, look over to the side of you. So I look over and he's sitting there. With Shane,
my ex-husband. Yes. Oh, Shane was there.
So we had to go over there. But I was laughing hysterically because I was like, "Who is this?" You know, because the last time I got a text from him was years ago. You know, about the dog or whatever. You know, and I was like, I was like kind of weird. And he's like, look to the right of you. And
that's
I'm
like a scary movie. I'm like,
yes,
like,
it was like, and it was weird because it was like, hi, Helen. And I was like, okay, who is this?
He was probably enjoying the whole,
he was
like,
laughing at.
I want to go to that Blue Ale House place, actually.
It's super loud. Oh, but they have country. They have like this thing going on upstairs and it's half country and half rap. I could not figure out what it was. Yes.
I'm into that.
It was kind of interesting.
Maybe
very
I'll start
loud.
A little comedy show at the.
Oh,
I could,
don't
right?
You?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You want to come with me and talk to the people?
Sure. I want to figure out
this
what that
is
music
Helen,
is.
CIA.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to do a comedy
I'll find
show.
Out who the manager is.
Yeah.
In an hour.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. If you need to find Helen, like I said, call the Popo.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just trying to, I just keep trying to get the title of the podcast in there now, like a door. All right. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on, Helen.
Bye.
Who is it? It's Sauron. The war of me has just begun. My truth will always be sung. Over and over, we will be one. My enemies, they lie within. Self-destruct, my biggest sin. I won't stop, so it begins, and we march on like minions. Lordess of the Rings. Lordess of the Rings. Lordess of the Rings. Lordess of the Rings. I'm the hero. 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 The hero.